How do you teach noting / labeling in meditation? That is, do you note pain, tightness, tension, touch, all as sensations or differently? Or all sounds as sounds? Or do you name their source, such as airplane, refrigerator, etc.? How about thought? Do you note them as thinking or thoughts, feelings and feelings, or do you name each? Actually, these days, I don't note very much of all. If I teach that kind of technique of noting or labeling, it's usually as part of a spectrum of if people find it useful and beneficial, because sometimes it is helpful to clearly note something, identify it, so that it can be acknowledged and then let go of. And that can be very useful and helps to clear the mind. The other side of the coin is that one can end up being a bit obsessive in trying to note everything and have a label for everything, and then cluttering the mind with noting. And then it leads to agitation, and then trying to figure out, what was that sound? What was that thought? There's a certain element of, or perceived element of security in trying to note it, but it can lead to filling the mind too much with extraneous activity. So that any tool in meditation, any technique, for it to be functioning properly, should be leading to, should be something that leads to increase in wholesome dhammas and decrease in unwholesome dhammas, increase in peacefulness, decrease in agitation, increase in happiness, decrease in suffering. Those are just fundamental perspectives that one has to be recollecting. And then one can pick up any kind of technique and see, okay, is it meaningful? Is it useful? Is it beneficial for me? As opposed to the method or the technique taking over. This is a question that's similar to one that I answered just before, but there's a nuance to it that's useful.